Flannery speaking to you from the Dodger locker room at Wrigley Field, where I have a very interesting story for you today. Say, Don, I heard a rumor that...
It's no rumor, Ed. That's a fact.
You mean Don Drysdale's not going to pitch the game today unless...
That's right, unless my buddy catches for me.
But he's not on the team. No one's ever heard of him.
Well, after today's game, his name's going to be famous.
Yeah, well, what is it now?
Jeff Stone.
What was that again?
Jeff Stone.
Jeff, come on, wake up. Honey, it's a long ride to Chicago. Come on. Jeff, now come on. We have to leave as soon as your father gets home from the hospital. Come on. Jeff, wake up. Come on. Come on.
Hey, today's the day.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, did I just have a dream.
Yeah, you must have. You're absolutely grinning in your sleeve.
Don Drysdale said he wouldn't pitch the game unless I caught for him. Boy, how about that?
It's all right with me, but I don't know what Leo DeRocher will say. Come on.
You know, it's pretty lucky. Him playing in Chicago just when Dad has to go back there for a convention.
Yeah.
Boy. Hey, I gotta go back and see how I played.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, come on. Fly now. Play later.
Mother?
What?
Oh, there you are.
What do you think, dear?
Definitely Hilldale.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Oh, let me see.
What do you think of this?
Mother, you need sophisticated clothes. Chicago is a big city.
Well, what am I going to do? I've got a small town closet. Oh, excuse me, dear.
Yes.
Hello? Oh, hi, Natalie. Yes, this morning. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're just finishing packing. Your cousin Frieda. No, I don't think... Oh, sure, I'd be happy to call her. Uh-huh, what's her number? Yeah, well, wait, just a minute. I've got a list here someplace.
Hold it. It's amazing how many people here. They'll have friends and relatives in Chicago.
Yes.
Hold it, I've found the list, yes. Yes, I've got it here someplace, dear. Oh, here it is. Yes. Wait a minute, can I get a pencil? Hold on. Shoot, got the pencil. Yes, yes, number 27462927. Or 72641927. Or 73629742. Or 624927621. Or... Well, she certainly gets around, doesn't she? Yeah. Okay, what's the message? Uh-huh. Tell her that Aunt Ida's daughter Gail is engaged, again. To the Wilson boy. Yeah. And you're sure it'll work out this time. Oh. And to go ahead and finish crocheting the bedspread for the wedding present. Okay, Natalie. Yes, I'll call her. Uh-huh. Oh, we'll have a wonderful time. Call you when we get back. Bye.
Wow.
That's nothing. You should hear some of the other messages.
Oh, and wait till your father sees the car.
What is all this?
Packages.
I noticed that.
It won't close. Because it's too full.
Tricia, don't you have something else to do?
I'd rather help you.
Honey, I don't need any help.
Then how come your face is so red?
Jeff! Sorry, honey, but the phone rang again.
I'm not in there. Just give them to me. Would you mind explaining to me all those packages in the back seat?
Oh, well, just a few little things, I promise. To take to Chicago.
A few little things?
Not very. Let's start the trip out happy. No, no arguments, huh? No, little sweetie pie. You take good care of Mary, and she'll take good care of you, and I'll be sure to bring you a nice surprise from Chicago. Sweetheart, come on.
Mother, Mother, Mrs. Yes. Baker just called. Now, she's not sure that this is the right number, but her brother is listed in the phone book on the north side.
Yes.
All right. Now, have a good time.
Yes, take care. Goodbye. Be
don't worry about a thing.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, here we are. All right, let's go. What are you waiting for, dear?
Jeff.
Oh,
he had to go over to Smitty's to pick up something. He'll be here in a minute.
That's nice, considering we're already an hour and a half behind schedule.
Here he comes.
All right, group, here we
go. Come on, dear.
Bye, Mary. Bye, Trish.
Bye. Well, here we go.
Bye.
Donna, Alex, wait! Oh, I'm so glad I caught you.
Donna, remember the Edsons?
They moved to Chicago last year.
And they left Harold with me.
Donna, he's miserable.
He misses them so. He hasn't said a word since they left.
Of you, Harold.
How sad.
I can't send him through the mail.
Oh, Harold, you're going to go back to your mommy and daddy. Here's the address and a list of things he says. You know, just in case you feel like trying. Well, bye. Have a great time. Bye.
Well, here we go.
Goodbye.
Bye, honey.
Take care. Bye.
Hey, look. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, you forgot your suitcase.
This is one of the nicest suites in the entire hotel. Mrs. Stone. I'm sure you'll be very comfortable, Dr. Stone.
Very nice.
Anything you need, don't hesitate to call.
Well, oh, certainly.
And may I show you the beautiful view? Lovely Chicago.
Oh, dear.
We'll have a cart brought up here for your son.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Stone, that's the door to the adjoining suite. Your bedroom is right down here.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. There seems to be some mistake on your reservation. How long are you intend to stay with us?
Just as it says, for the weekend.
Just for the weekend. Oh, of course.
I gather you're not a married man, Mr. Morton.
Yeah, I've never had the good fortune. Is there anything I can do?
You might pray for continued bad luck.
Oh, no, I mean for you.
Well, I'm afraid it's too late for me, Mr. Morton, but thank you.
Oh, you better let me get that. The lock's broken.
Oh, I'm sorry. I promised some of the kids I'd get them Don's autograph.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. We are just grateful that it's not the basketball season.
If there's anything you need.
Mr. Morton, does it look as if we'll need anything?
Frankly, no. Well. Enjoy your stay. Or should I say, have a ball?
I think we made him a little nervous.
I would say that we have assured Chicago of one permanent and confirmed bachelor.
This must be yours.
Yes.
Hello, operator. Would you please give me a review deal?
Well, who's for the shower?
Honey, I think I'll get some of this straightened up first if I can figure out where to start.
Okay, well, I'll go first.
All right.
Hello, Wrigley Field. Listen, is Don Drysdale there? Oh, well, this is Jeff Stone, a friend of his.
Mm-hmm, now hold on. Boy, is he going to be surprised.
Jeff, I thought you wrote him a note saying you were coming.
I decided I'd rather surprise him.
Oh, well, now, Jeff, celebrities are busy people.
Come on, a guy like Don can always find time for his friends.
But Jeff, you should have...
Hello, Don? Oh, he's not? I see. Well, do you know where he can be reached? I see. Well, when he gets back, would you please tell him that Jeff Stone called from the Bismarck Hotel? Yeah, that's Stone. S-T-O-N-E.
No,
before I take my show.
Are you all right, honey? Staring at the phone is not going to make it ring. Come on, give me a hand, honey.
Mom, why doesn't he call me?
I don't know. He's probably busy. Put this under the table, please. Oh, my goodness. Look at you. You look like a big city doctor.
Yeah, I feel like I need a big city doctor. I appreciate the compliment, honey, but I'm in big trouble.
Oh?
Can't find my cufflinks.
Oh, what would you do without me? Help yourself in there.
Oh, no. You better do that. I'd rather put my hand in a basket full of cobras. Jeff, once you watch this, you've heard about finding a needle in a haystack.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's done.
Hmm?
Watch this. What your mother is doing is one of the most astounding feats of scientific research in our time.
Anything else you'd like?
You suppose you could produce a new convertible or a cab? I have to go check in at the convention. You want to ride along, Jeff?
Oh, I don't think so, Dad. I think I'll stick around here. I'm expecting a phone call.
With a face like that staring at it, it's probably afraid to ring. Now, all the names and addresses are plainly marked, so you shouldn't have any trouble delivering these. There you go. Now, can you see? Fine, thank you.
Mom.
What'd I do?
Mom, don't touch the phone. Now, look, I told you he's gonna call. He's gotta.
Jeff, I have a million calls I have to make. I tell you what, you go downstairs to the lobby and tell the operator that if a call comes for you, to have you paged.
Hey, that's a great idea. Maybe Don's already called. Maybe they goofed at the switchboard. Oh, I have been enough to a message. I'll see you, Mom.
Operator, would you get me 2-6-7-9-4-3-8-8-9? Place the number again, please.
You should have hung a red flag on that load.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
You still on the telephone?
Oh, I'm almost finished.
Yeah, Jeff almost knocked me over out there, too. Did he get his Coltondrized yet?
Not a word from Mr. D. What do you think happened?
You want to know what I really think, honey?
Mm-hmm.
He's a celebrity. He probably got Jeff's message and said, who's Jeff Stone? Well, you can't expect him to remember everyone he meets. You know, if he tried to follow through on all the people who are after him every day, he wouldn't have time left to play baseball.
Would you like to explain that to Jeff?
Well, I've given you my opinion. You explain it to Jeff.
Doctor, you are a...
chicken.
Doctor.
Yes.
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Stone.
Good afternoon.
Enjoying our visit?
Oh, yes, very much, thank you.
Well, well, the baseball fan.
Ex-baseball fan.
Your team goofed?
Not the team, just the pitcher.
They do that. I'm a hockey fan myself. Enjoy your lunch.
Boy, what a phony.
He was just trying to make conversation.
I'm not talking about him. All that big talk about, if you're ever in Chicago when the Dodgers play the Cubs, just look me up. I'll get you the best seats in the park. You know, that's exactly what he said.
Well, maybe he didn't get your messages.
Mom, he can't use that for an excuse. I even went to Wrigley Field this morning. The guy at the gate told me he wasn't there. Well, talk about a brush-off.
Well, it could be that he wasn't there.
Mom, they're playing a game today. He had to be there. I tell you, he's trying to dodge me. Yeah, Don Drysdale, a Dodger, on and off the mound. I'm not even going to try to see him anymore. I might as well just go home.
That's being childish, running away from disappointment.
Mom, what am I going to tell all the guys at home? All the guys I promised Don Drysdale's autograph. And what about Mr. Jackson at the paper? You know, I promised him I'd get him a personal interview. Oh, I'm never going to be able to live this down. From now on, you know what they're going to call me? Windbag Stone.
All right, Windy, let's have some lunch. They didn't? Are you sure? Well, all right, thank you very much.
Hi, Don.
Hi, dear.
Haven't you run out of regard yet?
Well, I'm almost finished. I really am. And besides, I finally got an answer at the Edsons.
Good. Not that we won't miss you, old boy.
We won't. The Edsons have moved, and they didn't leave a forwarding address. No, we just have to take him back to Hilda with us.
We can open the cage and give him a head start. He might start talking again if he had to ask directions. Winnie, you all right?
I'm fine.
Don Drysdale did not return the call.
Worse than that, Jeff went all the way to Wrigley Field this morning and was told that he wasn't there.
Ooh.
Exactly. And any message would have been better than that, even get lost.
How's he taking it?
Lying down. He's been in the bathtub for almost an hour.
Well, Jeff, you're just in time. We're trying to decide what to do tonight. How would you feel about a nice, thick, juicy steak?
You two go ahead.
Oh, well, honey, you didn't have any lunch. You must be hungry now.
I'll get a sandwich down at the bus depot.
The bus depot?
Yeah, well, there's no sense me hanging around here till Tuesday. I'm gonna go home.
Oh, Jeff.
Dr. Stone.
Yes?
I hate to bother you.
Well, what is it, Mr. Morton?
A sick child. One of our guests. I hate to impose on you.
All right, Mr. Morton, let's go.
Boy, even here.
I managed to find a doctor for you. This is Dr. Stone.
Oh, Alex. Oh, how are you? Gosh, it's good to see you.
Do you two know each other?
We sure do. But, gosh, come on in, Alex. Alex, it's good to see you. What are you doing here?
Well, we came into town for the convention.
Honey, this is Dr. Stone.
You're... Oh, why, of course, from Hilldale. So nice to see you. Yeah, you don't know how nice.
Boy, we've been worried sick,
she's
Alex.
She's been so cranky.
You sit right down here, honey, and we'll take a look at your throat. That be all right with you? Here we are. You've been to the doctor before. I mean, you know what to do. Say, open wide.
What do you think?
Well, she doesn't look very sick to me. Do you, honey? Did you take her temperature?
Well, it was normal, but she's been acting so funny.
She's usually such a happy child.
Is she your only child?
Well, yes, but what's that got to do with it?
Well, she has a mild cold, but I'd say her main problem is coping with two over-anxious parents.
Well, what do you mean?
Were you at Wrigley Field today?
What, with my baby sick?
Well, that's what I thought. So you're both here hovering over her all day.
Well, we weren't hovering. We were taking care of her.
Don, we were hovering.
We were hovering.
Well, you just see that she gets plenty of sleep tonight, and she'll be as cheerful as ever in the morning.
Oh, I'm so relieved, Doctor.
Hey. Alex will never be able to repay you.
Oh, yes, you will. You can come over and cure the ills in my family.
What do you mean?
Well, Jeff has been trying to get in touch with you ever since we got into town. Right, look who's here.
Don Drysdale! Well, hello.
How? Never mind that now. Where's Jeff?
He left.
He left?
I tried to stop him, but really must be on the bus by now.
Oh, no.
Hey, wait. Hello, operator. Could you give me the bus depot, please, and hurry?
He left over 20 minutes ago.
It's my fault. I should have asked Mr. Morton to come back here and tell him.
Hello. I wonder if you could do me a favor. Could you see if there's a young man sitting in the waiting room? His name is Jeff Stone. I'd like to speak with him. It's urgent. Now who's being an over-anxious parent? Hello, Jeff. Oh, I see. Well, thank you. Too late.
Well, we'll tell him you tried.
Well, I guess you can't win them all.
Don't let Lippy hear you say that.
Yeah, I hate to see a kid disappointed.
Well, it's part of being a parent, I guess. Maybe the hardest part.
Thought over what you said about running away from disappointments. Well, here I am. And for Pete's sake, don't say you're proud of me.
I have no intention of saying any such thing.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Jeff.
Safe. Oh, boy, am I glad to see you, Don.
Hey, not so fast. I got a bone to pick with you.
What about?
About friendship. Or more specifically, trust in friendship. You know, I never got any of your messages.
Gee, that doesn't matter.
Oh, yes, it does. I think you owe me an apology for thinking I was trying to avoid you. You know, I'm kind of shook up. Matter of fact, I don't even know if I'll be able to go out there and pitch tomorrow.
Gee, I'm sorry. You still gonna play tomorrow?
One condition. She'll all be out there.
Oh, it's a deal, right?
Right.
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 I'm sorry, Rosemary. I really tried.
I know you tried, but I just can't stand looking at his unhappy face. And you mean he only said one word the whole trip?
Well, we think it was a word. Are you sure he really talks?
Donna, he's a minor bird. Of course he talks.
Dragstra, hot off the presses. Here it is. Oh, hi, Miss Dawes.
Hi, what's all the excitement?
A personal interview with Don Drysdale by Jeff Stone.
Well, I'm impressed.
Here it is. Don Drysdale, a hero to his fans, a friend to his friends, by Jeff Stone. I consider myself very lucky that Don Drysdale's my buddy.
Don Drysdale's my buddy. Don Drysdale's my buddy.
Help! You're talking! Oh, sorry, Jeff, go on.
There is no one in the major leagues who...
Don Drysdale's my buddy.
In the majors...
Don Drysdale's my buddy.
Okay, we'll send you to him.
Hey, that's a good idea.
It is?
Sure, look at it this way. Harold could be the first minor in the majors.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.